Smart drumlines are designed to take the place of lethal shark control. And the way they work is instead of putting out a net, which kills everything, or a normal drumline, which just catches sharks and anything that takes the bait, they use modern technology. So a drumline actually refers to essentially just what it sounds like. It's a drum that sits on the bottom of the ocean, and it's got a number of baited hooks on lines. So when the animal takes the hook, it gets caught. And then on a standard drumline, on a smart drumline, what it does is that when the animal comes in and takes the bait, it is connected to a radio transmitter, which sends a text to the people running the drumline and says, we have something caught on our line. And then whatever time, day or night, they run down and they jump in their boat and they go out there and they pull up the drumline. And if they do it, you know, within an hour or a couple of hours, then for a shark, it's most likely still alive. And then instead of killing it, which is what nets do and what normal drumlines do, they actually take the shark offshore and then they release the animal and then it swims away. The reason they tag it is so they know where it goes. And from a lot of work by the people at Department of Primary Industries and Fisheries in New South Wales, seems like when they do that, the animals tend to swim a long way away, but they're still alive, which is great.
So would you recommend that the New South Wales government permanently implements these smart drumlines?
Well, if they want to keep having shark control measures, and that's a separate debate. I mean, you know, you have to look at the degree of risk posed by sharks, but people do make a lot out of a shark attack. A single shark bite where someone dies is a terrible thing. Also scares people, and it can be quite severe. So I can see why, as a government, want to stop that or reduce it, or at least let people think that they're safer in the water. Then that's why they do the shark control programs. So they have to work out if they want to pay for shark drumlines to be continued. I mean, it costs a lot of money because you've got to have contractors up and down the coast. All of that's pretty expensive. However, you know, the cost of someone dying is a huge cost. And I think the government has made that argument. That's why they won't remove them, that it's worthwhile having control measures. But the other thing is, if smart drumlines are much less dangerous for sharks than the netting, which is what currently occurs. So we have 51 beaches meshed in New South Wales between Newcastle and Wollongong. They can release animals alive from that, but it's not designed for that. Whereas a smart drumline is actually designed to release them alive and just have them move away from the beach, which I think is actually pretty good.
The Minister for Primary Industries, Niall Bless, said that the New South Wales government has no intention of removing the shark nets from Sydney, and instead the measure of the smart shark drum lines will be used to complement the nets. So do you think this is an effective strategy?
I think I know why they don't want to remove the shark mesh nets, because we don't have many people bitten at beaches that have nets. And if you were the politician who said, all right, we're going to get rid of all the mesh nets, and then someone gets killed, people are going to turn around and say, it was all your fault. And I think that is a pretty potent argument for a politician who's worried about losing their seat. Now, whether or not there's a measurable increase in safety for people from the meshing, it's very hard to say. Because it doesn't close off the beach, it just fishes the beach. I mean, I'm a big fan of smart drumlines, and I would suggest it would be a great thing to maybe substitute for some of the mesh nets. But if you use both, you're probably making things safer. It's just whether or not the cost is too high.
What are the chances that the smart drumline will actually kill sharks and harm other marine life?
Well, it's much lower for other marine life, because one of the things about a net is if you swim into it, it doesn't matter if you're a turtle or a dugong or a dolphin or a shark, it catches you. And if you're an air-breathing animal like a dolphin or a dugong, you're probably going to die. But if you're a dugong, you eat seagrass. If you're a turtle, you're either eating jellyfish or you're a grazer. Neither of those animals are likely to get caught on a drumline. It's very, very unlikely. So in that sense, a drumline is much better for being highly selective in who it actually catches. And then some animals will definitely get killed on smart drum lines, because sometimes, you know, the seas might be too big, you can't launch a boat safely, and human safety always comes before getting out to take the shark off the line, and I think that's... But in terms of reducing the number of animals that are killed while keeping people safe, smart drum lines are much better than meshing.
So how effective are the smart drum lines in long-term deterrence of sharks away from swimmers?
Well, we don't know, and I don't think you'd ever have good enough data to quantify that. So I think the government's doing a lot more than just doing smart drum lines and shark meshing. They're looking at other ways of deterring people from getting bitten, like, you know, testing shark shields on surfboards and things, and also modelling what environmental parameters make it more likely that sharks will be close to shore, because most people who are bitten by sharks are bitten very close to shore. The important thing is that they do a similar thing to the shark meshing, but with much less mortality and much more selective, so they're much less likely to kill animals which we don't want to hurt, like dugongs and turtles and things like that.